Warm 101.3. Time to get up, get moving. It's our fashionista, Joan Lincoln. Sunglasses, huh?
Well, I had the benefit gift to go to Florida for a few days over the weekend. And I pay attention to everything, fashion, footwear, and, you know, we had beautiful, beautiful, record-breaking weather in Florida, and, you know, everybody's wearing sunglasses, so I was like, and my sister and I went to a couple stores, and I was watching, you know, what was being offered, and it's just so entertaining to me because, you know, we started talking about our sunglass inventory. Now, I have to admit, I have six pair of sunglasses for an array of different looks. And, you know, if I'm wearing my favorite black, I have, you know, a variety of black options. If I'm sporty, which doesn't happen very often, you know, I have some, an option there. If I'm wearing browns, okay, you get the picture.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But what I noticed was there was a lot of women and a few men wearing white frames with dark lenses.
Ooh,
yeah,
that's so 50s, isn't it? Doesn't that looks like Hollywood glamour of the 50s and 60s?
Yeah, I like and, that. You know, they're round, they're square, they're cat eyes. It really didn't matter the shape, but all of a sudden, I saw that look on many people. We were at the beach one day in Venice, and there's
So maybe that's the thing for this year.
That's the look for the year. So, of course, I had to come home and do a little bit more research, and I found that street style and runways and, you know, even sports, you know, athletes are adorning, you know, are embracing this look.
So guys will wear them too, the white frames?
Yeah. You know, they wear the wraparound, you know, that protects the peripherals. But, so that's the new look for your sunnies, and that happy sunny season is just around the corner. I'm just...
It can't come quick enough. Spring, I know.
So get your sunglasses ready.
All right. It's on. Put something up on warm101.3.com, as a matter of fact, as well.